Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show, 3 days before Christmas. What a time. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. So you're the ones that provide the energy that makes the difference on who comes through. People forget and ask him, oh, you said no, I wasn't there. So anyway, we get no advance notice, so it's great fun to find out who it is each time. So we're looking forward to having a great show. I understand that some of the access ways are being a challenge, and so you may just have to use the phone. I'm not sure the archives work, but the internet access, they're doing a bunch of upgrades on BBS radio and changeovers. So things are going to be intermittent for another week to 10 days, apparently. Anyway, if you're on a listen-only line, then, and you want to ask a question, which we would adore to have you do, the initial number to try is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So let's go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Mimnet.
Mimna?
Mimnet.
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 M-I-N.
No. M-E-N.
M-E-N.
N-E-T. Mimnet.
M-E-N-N-E-T?
Yes.
Okay, two N's.
Yes.
All right. M-E-N-N-E-T. Wonderful.
My last lifetime was in the time of Moses.
Ooh. And tell me, can you tell our listeners about what your purpose was in that life or what you did?
To bring Moses into the royal family.
Oh.
I drew him from the water.
Oh, you were the one who saved him by taking him from the water. I mean, he was saved by putting him in the basket in the water, but you're the one who picked him up, right?
Correct.
How neat. So were you part of the royal family at the time so you could do that?
I worked for them.
You worked for them. Okay. Wonderful. That's very exciting. Well, we're delighted to have you here.
Thank you.
And there must be a reason why you, from that time of Moses, came today in the current political and economic stuff that's going on. Can you share with us?
My wish is that all of you, every single one of you, be kind, especially to yourselves.
Okay. Okay, so this is a time for people to step up into their own greater awareness of love for themselves. And harmony with others as well, which that would be a corollary.
As well. But I really want them to be kind to others, but most of all to themselves.
Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming. And we do have a caller. Barbara, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Yes, hello. I would like to ask, what is actually going on with the currency, with the Zims and the dongs and the dinars. What is their position right now?
They are not yet ready to release the 800 numbers. But
they're not ready, yes.
They're not ready yet, but that is coming.
Next year?
Yes.
Before March or after March?
During.
Excuse me a minute. I didn't understand.
During March.
Oh, during. When will we meet our star friends?
There needs to be some work done with the people to prepare them for this. So that's going to be a little further down the road in 2017.
Is Trump the real president?
Trump is real, that's for sure. There are several possibilities for how things will proceed from here. He never wanted to be president. He only wanted to stir the pot. And you have to take your hat off to him because he did an excellent job of that.
Well, is something going to change that? What will we actually see for the USA in 2017?
You will see a new republic.
Is that what it's going to be called? The new republic?
It will be a new republic. What it is going to be called is still a little bit being formed, shall we say.
Will I move to Wisconsin or Illinois at some point in 2017?
Illinois, my dear friend.
Illinois. Mm. Now, there is a little boy, and he seems to be probably over a year old, but he seems to be in much trouble. Is he safe, and will he be safe because he's in a home where there's abuse and drugs?
What is the first name, please?
He was born as Cage. I call him Hunter, but his first given name is Cage.
Okay. How unfortunate. But thank you.
Mean?
Yes.
What?
I don't think that name serves him.
No, I named him Hunter. I mean...
And is he going to be okay? Is he going to be okay? That is your question? Yes, he will.
Yes, it is. There is a man, though, that is going to be told about me. His initials are JT. He is in Wisconsin, but you don't see me going there. You see me going to Illinois.
I do.
Okay. Manette, thank you very much.
This is not to say, dear one, that I see you going there alone.
I'm going with somebody's going to go with me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all for now. Thank you, Manette.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm glad that she brought up Trump. There are still people apparently not quite on board harmoniously with this because I think they just don't understand the divine plan and the service that Trump is providing by stirring the pot, which he's still doing now, even though he didn't plan to get elected and he didn't want to get elected. He didn't sign up for that. He didn't sign up for being president, but he did sign up for stirring the pot.
Yes.
And he's doing a beautiful job.
Absolutely.
Yes. Can you comment on some of his tentative appointments so far? There's a lot of parent talk about people liking some, not liking others. All right, we'll get back to that. We have okay. a caller, Carol. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. I'll try to get right to the point here. I just recently found out from a healer that is working with me that my uterus is totally non-functional and very diseased, so she installed a new uterus. I would like to know if that, you can see if that was successful.
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Pardon?
Yes, it was.
It was? Okay, so if I keep on doing what I am doing, it's going to heal up fine, right?
Yes, dear one.
Okay, and I have the oxygen water now, and I just started taking it today. I'm assuming that will help it a great deal, correct?
Correct.
All right, and can I use that not just internally, but externally?
It will do you better internally.
Okay. Won't help me much externally, huh?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're
and,
welcome.
And, let's see. My husband has this big wound on his shoulder. Would it help him? I mean, he's going to be taking it internally, but would that help him to do that externally at all?
No, dear one.
Okay. But internally will help a great deal, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and so I called my friend in Montana. I wasn't supposed to, but I did because I wanted to tell him about the oxygen therapy, and he said he didn't need it, that he was doing fine. So is he still in denial, or is he really doing fine?
Dear, when you have to allow everyone their choices.
Yes.
Yes.
So... So that's as far as we can take this then, huh?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes, you can choose not to take care of yourself.
Okay. So are you saying that's what he's choosing?
Yes.
Okay. And,
she's magnificent.
Who is magnificent?
God.
God?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you made her a she. Are you female or male?
At present, I am both, as everyone is.
Yeah.
My last lifetime as Mimna, I was a female.
Okay. It kind of sounds like a feminine name actually. And,
it is.
Is there any color I can use to help this healing process?
Any which?
Color, a specific color.
Are you talking about something that you place drinks
or? No, visualizing, I guess, would be the best way I could put it. I just remember a long time ago, when I was subscribed to Contact, there was this gentleman named, or entity named Teddy, and he healed up his, he fell from the scaffolding and broke his lower back, and he healed it up by this blue light that went in and said, beep, 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 and it healed him up.
Well, I would recommend a soft green.
Soft green. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And David and I are trying really hard to consolidate our bills and get out of debt. Do you see that happening for us?
Yes.
Great. Soon? Or will it take a while?
It will not come as you expect, but allow it and it will.
Okay. So just stay open to it, huh?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, I thank you very, very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, dear one.
This is going to be a good Christmas, isn't it? I can feel it.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Carol.
Namaste.
Much. Namaste. Oh, Cindy, welcome.
Hi. First question is about they've named it the Black Knight satellite that orbits the Earth. Are you able to tell us anything about that?
What is it you desire to know?
Who made it? What does it do? What's its purpose?
Are you sure you want me to tell you?
Yes and no. If it's positive,
okay.
Yes. If it's negative, I don't know. What would benefit everyone on the call? How about that?
Dear one, there have been those organizations that have wanted to keep tabs on the people on this planet for a long time. This is one of the mechanisms that they came up with to that end.
Okay. So will this satellite be disabled before the end of 2017?
The odds are 9 out of 10, yes.
Okay. And then I do not remember what we were told about Kent Dunn, who does a lot of reporting on a lot that's happening. Is he accurate or pretty close to accurate, such as what's happening under the Denver airport?
There is a lot of truth in what he says.
Okay. So by what he's saying, they're removing the cabal. And my concern is for what I would say the innocents down there. And some people say that, well, if they die, they're collateral damage. I was wondering if the Galactics were going to be kind enough to beam out the innocents, or have some of them chosen this as their time to transition off of Earth?
Dear one, I need to remind you of a fundamental truth. There are no victims.
Correct.
Okay, then how could you possibly imagine there would be here?
Well, I thought maybe some of them were supposed to be beamed out. So I thought it didn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't hurt to ask. And yes, some may choose that way to proceed.
to get, let's say, beamed out by the galactics or transition off of, okay. I don't know if this is worldwide and if it's intentional, but I've been noticing a lot of internet slowdown. Is that something that's intentional happening worldwide, or are some people being targeted, such as myself?
There are those individuals like yourself who are being targeted, dear one.
Oh, great. Okay, so could you maybe expand on what a question asked earlier? What is the reason why the RV currency exchange keeps seeming to go out farther and farther? We were hoping for some time in January, and you're saying now in March. Could you explain why?
I think you need to have a conversation with the one who's sitting next to me at some point.
All right. Okay, because I was told I was supposed to meet Francois on Valentine's Day 2017. Is there a different way the monies are going to come in where this will still occur?
Okay. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to answer this question. Quit fussing it. See what you want the outcome to be. Hold that vision and don't fuss. And when you figure out how to do that, tell this host.
Okay.
Okay. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, since the last time you were in the human form, what have you been doing since then?
I have work that I do with those who are going to be caring for children.
Could you explain a little more thoroughly? Because that's a very broad term.
The term work?
No. Well, yes. So you say you're working with them. Do you? What? How does that occur?
Most of them I work with in their dream time.
Ah, okay. So is that teaching them how to heal children? Things like that?
Things like that. Things like teaching them how to make it possible for those children to blossom, to be all they can be, to enrich the world.
Okay. Let me see if I have got all my questions answered.
Well, let me ask you, does this answer your question?
About helping you teaching people in their dream state?
Yes. Oh, good.
I know. When you were in human form, what did you like about what you did? Is there anything in particular?
What did I like about what I did? I like the baths.
Oh, Well, I like showers, if that's what you mean.
Well, we didn't have showers then, but we had baths, and I enjoyed them immensely.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's all I have at the moment. I might call back later, and thank you for coming through this evening.
Most welcome, dear one, and Merry Christmas.
I'm working Christmas Day, so it'll be interesting.
Okay. Well, then you will have an opportunity to help many people to get the Christmas spirit, won't you?
Well, if I work in this one particular location, I'll be all by myself. People will not be around. So
well,
it'll be interesting. Pardon?
Would you mind if I changed that for you?
Well, I've requested to have it changed, but I don't know if the woman in charge will do that.
No,
so,
it.
Yes, that would be lovely.
No,
that
it.
Would be lovely too.
Okay.
Sorry. I keep interrupting. So what were you saying?
I just said, know it.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, dear.
Say namaste. Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye, Cindy. Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Mary. You too.
Okay. Okay, let's take a quick break here. Thank you to our callers. So far, this has been great. If you're on a listen-only line and would like to call in with a question, which we would love, and the topics are endless. You can ask anything you want. The number to call that's toll-free is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, and the alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And we are honored today to have Minnett. Is that the right way to say it?
Minnett, yes.
Okay. Am I spelling this with two N's in the middle, or is there an M in there?
M at the beginning, M in the middle.
Okay, M-E-M-N-E-T.
Yes.
Right, now I've got it right. Okay.
And may I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Where did you get this wonderful cat?
This cat, our new kitten, for our regular listeners, was a rescue at the Maui Humane Society. And I just this last week learned more about his history. He was 2 months and a couple of weeks old when we got him, which was pretty young. He was, I don't know what happened to his mom, whether there are any siblings or not, but he was found at a Shell gas station in the major town here, Ka'alui, on a major road, and somebody either picked him up and took him to the Humane Society, and he was so tiny, or somebody reported him and the Humane Society came and got him. I don't know which, but he obviously had a very strong will to live. Merlin has told us he absolutely wanted to stay on the planet because he was sick, and he didn't have enough time with his mother to get his digestive system working properly. He didn't get the right biological stuff, probiotics and so forth. So apparently when he got to the Humane Society, they spent a few days with him. They, of course, neutered him and shots and all of that. He had a very rough time because even then, he, not having a proper digestive system, he couldn't really eat. And he wasn't pooping, a lot of his growth was stunted, which may have been a blessing, actually, because he's going to be a big cat. And he was then put out for adoption, and I basically got the hit. Go to the Humane Society now. And so he was out in the kitten cage for only a day and a half at most. And he didn't mix with the other kittens. He was right against the front of the wire of the cage when I walked up to the cage. And he just stuck his nose right through the wire to get to me. So obviously we were supposed to have this kitten. And as I said, he was sick. We ended up with adult probiotics to get his system working properly. And that was with the help of our wonderful holistic vet. There's one holistic vet here on Maui, and he's awesome. So this kitten is doing fine. He's bright and growing, and he and Jazz, our other cat, have come to terms. They're playing, having fun. Jazz is teaching. It's a wonderful situation. And the point is that he has such a strong spirit, and he was determined to stay here, that he lasted through that miserable start in life, and now he's got it pretty good.
He just kept choosing life.
Yes, okay. And I can see that in his eyes. When he looks at me, he looks at everybody the same way. He has these wonderful, clear, deep pools in his eyes. It just goes right through you.
He is a magical cat. As is your other one.
Yes, they're both magical, and they're both alphas. And they've come to terms in a relatively short period of time.
Yes, you are quite fortunate on that score.
Yes. Well, Jazz was asking for a kitten, but when the kitten arrived, Jazz went, "Ah, you got to be kidding. When is this thing leaving?" But no, they worked it out, and they're doing great.
They are indeed.
The point is that I think for anybody, if you want an animal and you get a hit, an intuitive hit, whatever you want to call it, to go somewhere and move forward with that, it's worth doing, listening and doing, as this is an awesome cat.
Indeed he is.
Yes, thank you for bringing him up. And may I add that I've learned that there's one feline planet that's only felines is it our galaxy, our universe?
Universe, dear one.
In our universe. And that they go out as ambassadors. And Jazz, our other cat, is one of those. He's a direct import from that planet. This one also is a direct import from that planet. And they carry special ambassador energies, okay, where they come to teach and to heal and to help.
Yes, they've come to work.
Yes, this is not just lazy cat syndrome, fat and lazy, eating and sleeping. They do work.
Yes. You are very fortunate.
Yes. Yes, it was a lot of work to get him back on track, but it's working just fine. He's just doing great. So they both are. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mamnet. I was right in the middle of asking about Trump's appointments when we had a caller, and people are questioning some of these. I understand a number of them are retired military, which means they're really good guys, probably.
Yes.
Are some of them to appease some of those with a different agenda, like the New World Order agenda?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear the question.
Okay. Are some of the appointments made to appease the few cabal left to keep the heat off of Trump a little bit? And give him the opportunity to expose their maybe nefarious advice as time goes on and fire them or something like that?
Dear one, He is choosing people who get the job done. That is his focus. And as you know, he has an agenda. He has a plan. And he's choosing people that will go to work, get it done.
That's wonderful. And certainly that would be completely understandable, because I see him as not either conservative or liberal, not Republican or Democrat, but a pragmatist, a problem solver, and someone who's listening to the good guidance he's getting.
He is in many ways like a farmer who knows how to make it happen, who knows how to get the job done.
Well, that's awesome. And certainly being pointed in the right direction to get some things cleaned up. The Washington, D.C. and New York have been called sewers. And who better to clean up a sewer than a pragmatist who gets the job done?
Well, and he also has help. He has advice coming from my side, if you will.
Yes. And he's listening.
And
pretty much
that is marvelous.
And that is marvelous. The same as Putin. Yes.
Correct.
Being advised and listening. Maybe not 100%. Maybe it doesn't really matter. Certainly the bulk of what they're getting, they're stepping up to. And that's awesome.
Indeed.
And it's been postulated that he may have his own TV channel and do today's equivalent of what Franklin Roosevelt did in the fireside chats, and put news out directly to the people with his own channel. Is that in the works, maybe?
Yes. Don't you think that will decrease the distortion?
Oh, Matt, what a perfect, perfect way to... Yeah, take care of the major media, shall we say, and get them off their ivory towers.
I don't think the media is his primary focus. I think he's trying to communicate.
Yes, but if he goes through the major media, they're going to distort it, like you said.
That's right.
Word.
Yeah. That's right. He knows that.
Yeah. Oh, does
and
he ever?
Yes. He's doing an end run, if you will.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. Also, he's developed his own website. That's greatagain.gov, which is fabulous.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. That's another way to get the information out without distortion. Okay. That is great. Okay. The Electoral College, I understand they did not go by the original plan. They went ahead and took a vote.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Whoever was in charge made a judgment call that the people there were not ready to hear even a bit of the new governance.
It wasn't the people there that weren't ready. It's the people that weren't ready.
Oh, okay, because certainly everybody would expect some kind of announcement after the Electoral College, and if they made the announcement that it had disbanded, which was the original plan, as opposed to taking a vote, then they would have had to explain the whole new governance, at least start to explain it, right?
That's correct.
And they chose not, they decided the people weren't ready for this?
Yes.
Man, they're stretching this out. Are the people really that slow? I guess they are. I mean,
it has been part of the human condition, so to speak. This idea of resisting change, even when it's change that's beneficial.
Yes. Most everybody's resistant to change. Yes. Okay. There was an email which was sent to me and I passed it on. by someone who says they were in the Illuminati. I was going to tell everything of these. This is a first shot. This is not everything. But how it was one of the seven that have actually been able to break out, he says. And there was a lot of information there. I had someone email me that they didn't think it was true, and I basically tried to tell them as nicely as I could that they just hadn't studied history, the real history. But what I said is it is true in most parts, and it just hasn't been exposed, so people are unfamiliar with the information.
It's as true as they know.
Yes, okay. Okay. This was originally published by anonymousmags.com, on anonymousmags.com. And if anyone wants that email sent to them, it's very interesting. If you'll just email me at myfoundation@fastmail.fm, like fast mail, then I will be happy to forward it to you. Okay. And we were told that most of it is pretty accurate.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. There's an announcement supposedly attributed to Rudy Giuliani, New York, about stating the truths that are out about the pedophiles and about things that he's witnessed, that he's either trying to come, if it's, first of all, is it a fake or was it accurate?
There is a lot of truth in what he said.
Yes, there certainly is. Okay. And by exposing this, if he's turning to the light and trying to basically get information out from him, not that the information isn't out elsewhere, it is, maybe trying to make some kind of amends or do something good in case he gets taken out?
Do something good.
Do something good. Okay. Okay, we have a caller. Susan, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you. Hello, Linda, Mary, Rod. Thank you for being here to help us understand a lot of this stuff. I was curious about what you were just talking about, how they keep holding stuff back, holding stuff back, holding stuff back for the people that aren't ready. What do us people that are ready, what are we to do that are so tired of dealing with this old stuff? It's just, it's horrible. You know, it's hard to function, for me anyway.
See that which you want occurring now. Okay. You have to hold that vision, and that will give energy to that which you want.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Please continue with your wonderful information. It was nice talking with you, and thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. And
okay,
one of the...
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. One of the things that's been helpful to me is when a thought occurs that's something I don't want, whether it comes from fear or misinformation or just it's prevalent being talked about, whatever, is not to fight it, but just let it pass through and ignore it and move consciously into something that is more what I want. Is that a technique that can be of value to people?
Absolutely. Whatever you resist persists, so focus your attention on that which you want. You're most correct.
Okay. Okay. Good. Because it does work. It takes a little practice for me, at least for me it has. But and I have to remain conscious and remember to identify something that's coming, you know, in my thought that's not so much what I want, and consciously move to what I do want without a fight, but just allowing the movement into the thing I do want that's different.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, good. Good, good. Let's see, Antarctica. We've heard that the situation in Antarctica is basically a victory now for the light. But can you explain anything about the ruins in Antarctica and why things are coming out right now and whether this is part of Atlantis or was part of Atlantis or anything like that?
It definitely was part of Atlantis. And the people that have questioned whether ice ages have occurred on your planet should take a look.
Yeah, it's pretty frozen down there.
Yes.
But there's stuff under the ice, right?
Correct.
Yes, okay. Okay, so I'm trusting that more and more of that will be revealed. So Atlantis then was not just in the parts of the Atlantic Ocean that are maybe the Caribbean and out into the, it went all the way down to Antarctica. Or the Earth was a different shape, or the continents were a different shape. Certainly that was true.
Land masses shifted, dear one.
Pretty big.
Yes.
Yes.
But shift they did.
Yes. Are they going to shift again, or is the Earth simply going to pass through the new Earth and pretty much have the new Earth take over as far as the land masses versus the ocean?
At present, Mother Earth is healing herself. So you're seeing some changes in that regard.
Yes, we are. But land masses changing that dramatically is huge.
Yes, it is. And ascension is the plan for your dear planet.
Yes.
Not landmass movement.
Okay. Okay, so there will be some changes in landmass and ocean, but nothing so horrendously dramatic as may have happened in the past? Is that what you're saying?
Well, since you have brought it up, I think you would have to say that the changes coming for the planet are rather dramatic, because when this dear planet ascends, she will occupy the new one that has already been built and is larger, almost three times larger.
Yes, we know that. That's okay. That information has been out.
Mm-hmm. And when old Earth, or the one you're on right now, passes through new Earth, when it comes out the other side, it will be broken up into building blocks. So I would have to say, and I think you would agree, that that's somewhat dramatic change.
Yes. Yes, of course, that is dramatic change, but that will be have already gone through, passed through the new Earth. So it won't be like, say, on this current Earth that we experience, it won't be big things like before.
No, you're not going to be living through the huge changes that come with ice ages, etc.
Right. It's going to be much more gentle. I mean, there will be areas that may be inundated with water or something, but it's not going to be huge like before. Okay. That's good. That's good. There's been people living in a lot of fear. You know, the coastlines are going to sink and get inland and move and all of that. And I'm just saying, no, it's not going to be like that. There may be some areas that change, that shift somewhat, but it's not going to be huge areas. Is that correct?
That is correct. Mother Earth is trying to heal herself, and that is all.
Yes. And that is wonderful, healing herself. That's what everybody needs to do.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yes. Good, 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 good. Yes, and living in Hawaii, I mean, talk about being potentially vulnerable to, rising oceans or big changes or whatever. Well, I don't worry about it. I don't know anybody else here who really does. We're just having a lovely time living in this beautiful paradise that we're very, very grateful to be here.
When has worry ever served you?
Never.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
That is true.
Yes. Okay. Doesn't serve anybody.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So, I have a question from a listener who can't get on live generally. That the bushes and related people in 2006, President Bush Jr. was able to give immunity to what's called the Bush-Clinton gang for September 11th, but that immunity lasts 10 years. And in just days from now, December 31, the immunity ends. Is this true? And is it why we are hearing that these people are presently under house arrest because they will then in January be vulnerable to being tried for crimes?
It is. They're trying not to publicize this, but yes.
But that's all true?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Okay. And does this have something to do with Obama joining the International Criminal Court in 2010, or is that a completely separate issue?
Separate issue, my dear.
Okay. Okay. All right. So then beginning in January, we might see some public announcements about those given that 10-year immunity and being vulnerable to being responsible for the things or some of the things they've done. I don't know that it'll all get publicized. It's a pretty sordid story. But at least things, public things like 9/11, some other things.
The place where you're headed as a people is one where there's going to be transparency.
Yes.
And there's not going to be any possibilities of these kinds of shenanigans occurring again.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
So say hallelujah.
Absolutely hallelujah. So I know that everybody's soul path comes to balance, long term, short term, whatever, with what the Bushes and the rest of them, that gang, Clinton gang and so forth, have done. Is this something that's going to be publicly seen by people, or is it just going to be a private balancing, maybe off planet or whatever, or can you share any of that?
Some of that will occur in public and some of it in private. Both things are going to be occurring.
Oh, that would make sense. Okay, Carol is back. Welcome, Carol.
Yes, dear.
Thank you. I have another question. Our phone was shut off for a couple of hours this morning, and I slept, which is quite unusual for me. Am I really that sensitive to that kind of energy coming out of the telephone lines?
It's not the energy from the telephone lines that you're sensitive to. It's the people energy around you.
Yeah. So can I protect myself from that?
I recommend that when you go to sleep prior to lying down, that you put yourself in an emerald green pyramid.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Sounds neat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be working with children. Are you with me in my dreams at night or helping me?
I am.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, many
You're
blessings.
Welcome. Thank you, dear one.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you for helping her.
My pleasure.
Carol has been a very loyal caller, along with a few others, and we really appreciate that. Okay, so thank you so very much, Memnet, for being here. We are very grateful. I know you've helped a lot of people. We have a lot of people who listen but don't call in, and we're just delighted that you came today, and thank you so very much.
It has been my pleasure, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.